Hello, this 5 minutes of the prophetess, the word of God, episode 113. We're going for our fundamental scripture, which is in Hebrews 4:12, and then we will box it up with another scripture. Okay, so if you've been listening to me, then you should be able to say Hebrews 4:12 offhand. So let's go. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. That is Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12. And we're boxing it up with 2 Timothy 3:16, which says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. So, in the previous episode, I said that we are proving that all scripture is given by inspiration of God, but all scripture is not inspired by God. So, there are certain things that were spoken by men, women, Satan, liars, murderers, wicked people in the scripture. And those words were not inspired by God. They were definitely not inspired by God. And so I'm giving an example of Satan in Job 1. Then I've given another example. So this is the third example. And this example can be found in... I know you heard the story of the burning furnace that Nebuchadnezzar created. Daniel chapter 3. So in Daniel chapter 3, some wicked people went to talk to the king and said, wanted the Jews, they hated the Jews and wanted them to die. So they knew that if the king makes a decree and you do not obey it, you will definitely die. They realized that what will make the Jew not obey the king? If you are able to get the Jew to worship an idol, definitely they were, people were against idol worship. They had their 10 commandments and all the commandments, and it says so explicitly that they should not bow down to idols. So they went and maneuvered so that the king will make a decree. So definitely hear the herald speaking these words. Were these words inspired by God? No, but God definitely inspired the person who wrote out the book of Daniel, which is of course Daniel. So God inspired Daniel to write these things, but it doesn't mean that those words were inspired by God. So Daniel chapter 3, from verse 4 to 6, he says, then an herald cried aloud, and listen to what the herald said. Was saying, is this what God gave to the herald to say? To you it is commanded, all people, nations, and languages. Remember, at that time, Nebuchadnezzar had captured most of the world, and they were all under him. That at what time ye hear the sound of a cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, dulcimer, and all kinds of music, when you hear them, you fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king has set up. And whoso falleth not down and worshipeth, shall the same hour be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. So Daniel chapter 3, 4 to 6. So these words by the herald definitely were not inspired by God. God will not inspire anybody to create an image and call or others to worship. Say, when you hear the music and you hear the sound, then you should bow down and worship this image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had made. And if you do not bow, you'll be thrown into a fiery furnace. Never. God will not inspire anybody to say this. So I'm just proving a point that all scripture is given by inspiration. And as we read in 2 Peter, the men of old were moved by the Holy Spirit to write what they wrote. But it is not that all scripture, everything you read, is inspired by God. And so when you read that this person committed suicide, then you also go and commit suicide. Or that this person slept with his mother, then you also go. No, whatever you read doesn't mean that you should follow the same example. Why? Because not everything in the scripture is inspired by God. But the men who wrote it were inspired to write it for example. I think that is very clear. After this point, if you do not believe it, then there is nothing to prove again. So you're so blessed. I believe that God is speaking to you. And now you know, when you say all scripture is given by inspiration of God, you understand. And then you do not say, when you are quoting, that you know all scripture is inspired by God. No, not all scripture is inspired by God. Because there are things that were said, like this herald who spoke and commanded everybody to worship an idol. No, this one was not inspired by God. But those men who wrote were inspired by God. You're so blessed, blessed, blessed. Bye.